A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We've given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there's no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. In his treatise entitled The Book of Divine Consolation, the medieval Dominican mystic Meister Eckhart says the following: "To be naked, to be poor, to have nothing, to be empty, transforms nature. Emptiness makes water flow uphill." Interesting. Emptiness makes water flow uphill. I wonder what that might mean. Jesus sounds kind of like a Zen master in this text, inviting the disciples into a new kind of freedom. If you want to find true joy and peace, then give everything away. Let go and let God. Divest yourselves of houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, and come and follow me. Again, in Eckhart's words, to have nothing, to be empty, transforms nature. Poor Peter is struggling with the whole idea, but Lord, he says, we've given up everything. We followed you, now what? What is there left to do? Or is there anything left at all? It's only natural that the disciples, like us, are wondering what is the hidden value in this radical letting go. In a world of so many poor and destitute people, how's a group of poor preaching disciples going to make the world a better place? It seems to me that the practice of voluntary poverty, of living a simple lifestyle, has an important end to it. It creates a kind of spaciousness inside of us, a freedom. Spaciousness is a wonderful word. It's a freeing word. Spaciousness allows us to receive, to be receptive, to allow ourselves to be pleasantly surprised from time to time. We can't embrace a friend if our hands and our arms are full of stuff. We can't love and be loved if we are full of ourselves. I think that the voluntary poverty that Jesus taught his disciples was an invitation for them to find this deep, freeing love, this ability to receive and give love. It freed them to give their lives away in loving others. It seems that there are two basic ways of living life. We can engage with life as if it were something to be conquered, overcome, like somebody competing to win a race. Or we can welcome life as a gift, received into open hands and an open heart. There's quite a difference between living life as if it were a race that I'm trying to win and living each day as a free gift that I receive from the gratuitous love of God. Amen, I say to you, there's no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age and eternal life in the age to come. I think that Jesus is inviting us into a freedom that's rather uncommon in our world today. It's not about becoming the CEO of a famous company or graduating with the highest honors or winning a presidential campaign. Jesus is offering the disciples and us the gifts of freedom and love. He's inviting us into a simple life that's filled with unexpected surprises. It's a path of vulnerability, no doubt. And as Jesus said, such a path will likely be accompanied by suffering and persecution. But it's more than that. vulnerability and poverty teach us to open our hands and our hearts and to receive life as a gift. We don't have to own it. We receive it freely. Today, in the Dominican Order, a community of preaching brothers and sisters, several of us preach on this website. This is the day that we celebrate what's called the Solemnity of the Translation of St. Dominic, which commemorates the date in 1233, May 24th, 1233, when St. Dominic's body was moved from the original burial place in the Dominican Priory in Bologna, Italy, to a marble sepulcher in the church. As the body was being moved, all who were present that day attest to the heavenly scent that came from Dominic's corpse. He who had lived very simply and died a poor man was suddenly the source of a most heavenly aroma that filled the entire room. As Meister Eckhart said, to be poor, to have nothing, to be empty, transforms nature. Dominic's poor, spent body had been transformed into a vessel of joy and peace. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the reign of God.